the news Warren Kurgan on Mount Castle today?
Yeah, we got great news. He's feeling a lot better. The imaging was all positive, and so he's just day-to-day right now.
What was, I mean, was it just is it sore shoulder or sprained shoulder? Or?
It's left shoulder soreness.
And how close the postseason is it pretty imperative to give him every opportunity to not go in the IL?
Yeah, he's not an IL candidate because it's not going to – he might be available tonight. I mean, he's going to actually test some things out and – so he feels a lot better.
When something like that happens last night, kind of how scary is it considering how good he's been through in the second half and then how relieved were you today when he found out?
Yeah, he had a great August. And you never want to see any of our guys have anything happen to him right now. So he was a huge part of our offense, especially in August, and loved the way he was swinging the bat. Had a couple rough games as of late, but such a threat at the plate and he's a guy that can go deep at any time and take good at bats, and he's driven in some huge runs for us. So, love to see him back in there. Hopefully, it's back in there soon.
You've had quite a few call-up days like this in the past couple years. Does it feel any different to you now, or is each one kind of just another kind of building block getting all the way to
it? It's just, yeah, it's it's what good happens with good teams with good farm systems that they're bringing up talented players, and Heston's had a really nice year in AAA and been fun to watch him from afar. What he did in spring training, I was so impressed with how the ball came off his bat and the power that he showed and ability to hit. He had a nice AAA year and earned a promotion up here. It's nice to have him as an option right now to either pinch it off the bench or maybe get a start here or two. Not in there tonight, but definitely available off the bench, and you feel good about the power that that he has.
Brandon, this is the biggest series since you've been here. Where you guys came from, how exciting is it to be in this position right now?
We're good. I just want our guys to enjoy it, honestly. This is what we play for all year and play meaningful games in September. It's something we always talk about, and these are definitely meaningful games. We're playing against a great club that – and it's two really good teams out there playing on a weekend series in the middle of September. And I really want our guys to just like relax and enjoy all the moments.
Are you able to do that?
Not really.
When you look at a series like this between two teams that know each other so well, what is the biggest thing? What does it come down to in your mind as to who prevails?
Well, if I kind of go back to that series in Tampa a couple months ago, it was, four really close games. I think Batista and Cano pitched three out of those four. It usually comes down to pitching. And for us, pitching and then getting big hits with runners in scoring position, it's two good clubs with two really good lineups. We feel good about our pitching. They feel good about theirs. And so it's really going to be who pitches better and who gets some big hits in timely moments.
Tampa Bay, in a lot of those games when you were in Tampa, made some late pushes in those games. Felix was really big in those games.
Mm-hmm.
How confident are you in your bullpen leading into this series when a lot of these games are probably going to be tight?
Yeah, I think that, at this time of year, everybody's bullpen's got some fatigue and pitching staffs are fatigued. And I think our guys are going to answer the bell, and I have confidence that they'll pitch well.
Brandon, you have said that you would go closer by committee without Felix, but ironically, since you've been out, there hasn't been a lot of safe chances to see that at work. Is that still your intention? How many guys, without naming them, I'm curious, would you trust in that spot?
Yeah, there's been a couple. There was a couple games where if it got to a certain – the score was a certain point in a save situation – I was using Cano in the eighth and then somebody else in the ninth, just kind of depending on where teams were in their order and kind of what their, ideally you want to use Cano in the, like in Boston in the Turner pocket. So if a safe situation came up with in that middle part there in Boston, he would have pitched there probably in the eighth inning. But it kind of, it's been weird the way kind of things have worked since Felix hasn't been with us. But I feel good about numerous guys. You know, Danny's been good against lefties and righties. CNL's been good against lefties. You know, I got Lopi here now too. Obviously, has closed games in the past. Fuji's coming, and Fuji's been throwing the ball really well. So it's still kind of up in the air a little bit, but it kind of just take it inning to inning, to be honest with you, at the end of the game.
Brandon, briefly back to Heston. You know, you have so many guys in that clubhouse that he played with throughout his minor league career. Do you feel like having that pretty close bridge to that younger generation of guys who just make him feel at home because he's played with them before has been helpful for any time you've had a guy debut this season?
Definitely helpful. I think the acclimation process is incredibly hard when you get to the big leagues, but to have guys that you kind of grinded it out in the minor leagues and have friends up here already, that's going to make things as comfortable as they can possibly be, which isn't very comfortable. But I already seen him, like, you know, hanging out with Westberg and stuff in the clubhouse. So it's nice to have these guys here that have played together before.
How have you seen that, not only with like that generation, so to speak, but kind of the preceding one, the Mount Castles, the Hayes, the Moans, the Santanders? How have you seen that kind of help them too?
Yeah, no, it's that we have little different pockets of on our roster, right? It's like those guys that were kind of here in the 19 to 22 years, and then we have some guys that just got here that are going to be outstanding players here the last couple years, you know, last year and this year, and those guys came up together. I feel like they're mixing extremely well, and there's a lot of trust going on, and, you know, winning helps that environment, and they're all really such likable guys that, you know, they get along extremely well. I think an emergency, but I'd probably be more of corner outfield DH.
Brendan, with a limited number of games left, and you're going head-to-head with a division rival, going for a division title, will you manage these games like a playoff game? In other words, maybe make moves you didn't make in June or April?
I've still got some games to play, but these games obviously are more meaningful from a standing standpoint of you know, being up three, down two, whatever it may be from the game's back standpoint. Yeah, I think that you could probably be a little bit more aggressive in these type of games.